Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here. Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here and what you are after.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO. You only live twice. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are in the beautiful and blessed month of Milad-e-Pak. And what an amazing month this is. And we have a very, very special program for you today. We have YOLO Milad Special. And what we're going to do today is something unique. You know, we've been on this beautiful journey for the soul and how we came onto the earth and then the death and the grave and the hereafter. Well, we're going to go through that journey again, but with a different view of it this time. And before I tell you what that is, I'm going to introduce my guest of honor today. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are blessed with our Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him. He's my favorite Muballigh. So let's go to Hafiz Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafiz Sahib, how are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. It's a great privilege, MashaAllah, to have you. I always enjoy your company and you know that as well. And MashaAllah, to have you on YOLO. How was your journey? Everything okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli
mashallah, Allah ta'ala bless you. Inshallah, we're going to have a beautiful naat khan as well. We're going to have a naat from Hafiz Sahib as well to start with. And then we're going to have a naat from our Nadeem bhai, who is just getting ready, inshallah, azawajal. Before we move on, let's start as we normally do, with the blessing of Durood-e-Pak. Now, there are many, many benefits and many blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that it is a cure to all our problems and all our difficulties. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now, let me give you a beautiful hadith of Mubarak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel at my grave, at my Ruzay Mubarak. And whoever, wherever in the world, whatever time, recites Durood-e-Pak upon me, the angel hears it and presents it in my court saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fala ibn Fala, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so has recited Durood-e-Salam upon you. How amazing is that? Now the scholars, our scholars are brilliant. What they say is, let's analyze this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. First of all, how would you feel if you got told that your name together with the name of your father was mentioned in the court of the king? Well, there's no greater bargah, no greater court than the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your name being mentioned in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enough alone is more than enough. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, having that honor and that privilege. But not only that, we're talking about a servant at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah azza wa jal has given the power to hear the durood as-salam of anybody, anywhere in the world. Can you imagine the hearing that this angel has, this farishta has? Absolutely amazing. That no matter where a person is, could be the other side of the world, he hears the durood as-salam. So his hearing is absolutely amazing. Then, not only does he hear the durood as-salam, look at his knowledge. Because he says, he presents it in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fala ibn Fala, this person, and he knows the name of the father of that person as well. Look at the knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to this angel. Now let's think about this very carefully. If a servant in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can hear your durood as-salam, even if you're at the other side of the world, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki sama'at ki kya baat hai? What can one say about the hearing of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Hazrat very beautifully writes, Dooru nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaane lale karamat pe laakhu salam. And then the knowledge This angel has the knowledge, he knows your identity, he knows the knowledge that who your father is as well. If that is the knowledge of a servant in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine the knowledge of the unseen that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted his blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nothing is hidden from the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you recite Durood e Pak, recite it with the yaqeen that not only does Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hear that, if we do it with love and affection, but also there is an angel specifically given that duty to present it in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, I'm going to just, before we go to our Naat e Pak, I'm going to start off with a brief recap, because you will remember last month what we did was we started off with our creation in the realm of the souls. So Allah Azza wa Jal created the souls of the entire creation, everybody who's going to be born till the day of judgment. These were kept in the world of the souls, the realm of the souls. And then gradually as time passed, these souls were sent to the relevant mothers, and then Alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala blessed us and we were born. Now, then we lived this life, 50, 60, 70 years, then we passed away, we went to our grave, and then we're going to be spending a long time in our grave, and then on the day of judgment, we're going to get up, and we're going to walk towards the plains of resurrection, and then by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, by the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we do good deeds, we will walk into Jannah behind the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that was the journey we covered, and we've covered the minor signs of Qiyamah, some of the major signs of Qiyamah. Now today, what we're going to do is something unique. We're going to go back over that journey, but this time with a different angle. This time we're going to cover that journey, but look at what the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in each one of those steps. And even before we were created, what was created first. Inshallah, we're going to move to all of that. But before we move to our first segment, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are blessed with our Hafiz Nadeem Saab, who's blessed us today, mashallah. He is a very kind brother as well, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum salam. Mashallah, so khairiyat, mashallah. So we're going to start off with a kalam from Hafiz Saab, and then we're going to move into our first segment after the kalam.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد سيفكه كي مالك مولاك هو تجي سيفكه كي مالك مولاك هو تجي باغ خليل كا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد کی نہ کیتا یار نے اک یار واسطے کی نہ کیتا یار نے اک یار واسطے رب محفل سجائیاں نے سرکار واسطے اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا قربان میں ان کی بخشش کے مقصد بھی زبان پر آیا نہیں قربان میں ان کی بخشش کے مقصد بھی زبان پر آیا نہیں بن مانگ دیا اور اتنا دیا بن مانگ دیا اور اتنا دیا دامن میں ہمارے سمایا نہیں اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد سب سے اولا و اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا و اعلی ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہ ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد دل یاد لئی بنایا اے تعریف لئی زبان دل یاد لئی بنایا اے تعریف لئی زبان اکھیاں بنایاں سونے دے دیدار واسطے اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد صدقہ نبی دی آل دا بخش خدا شفا صدقہ نبی دی آل دا بخش خدا شفا منگو دعا میرے جے بیمار واسطے اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد دل کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی کون دیتا ہے دینے کو منہ چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسول اور رسولوں سے اعلی ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا ایمان ملا ان کے صدقے قرآن ملا ان کے صدقے ایمان ملا ان کے صدقے قرآن ملا ان کے صدقے رحمان ملا ان کے صدقے رحمان ملا ان کے صدقے عطار ملا ان کے صدقے وہ کیا ہے جو ہم نے پایا نہیں اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد و علی آلہ و صحبہ و بارک و سلم اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ جزاک اللہ آپ سب Now, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we are very blessed by this month of Milad Pak. But how special is it? How far does it go back? When did it start? Let me share with you a beautiful hadith of Barakah. Before we do though, before we move into our section today, trust me, this is so unique that you will really enjoy it. So wait patiently, do not change, and watch this, because today our aim is to increase the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts. So if you stick with us, inshallah, we will try our best. May Allah give us the opportunity. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here and what you are after.
Hafiza, a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah. Hasn't Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Jabir, Allah Azza wa Jal created the nur of your Nabi before all other creatures.
SubhanAllah.
So the first thing that was ever created was the nur of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it remained in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal for a long time. We don't know, millions of years.
Allah knows best.
Allah knows best. And after that, you know, there was that famous hadith in Mubarakah where Allah created the pen and said to the pen, write what has happened and what is to happen. Now, the scholars write something very beautiful. Obviously. What they say is that to write what is about to happen, Allah is going to create the, you know, the human beings, the earth, the skies, everything else, you know, all the events leading up to the day of judgment, the play, what's to happen on the plains of resurrection, Jannah, Jahannam. But what happened before that? And what they say is something very beautiful. Say that it was the nur of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that had already been created before anything else. Now, nur of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is created. Then there came a time where Allah Azza wa Jal created the arwah, the souls. And we on Yola, what we did is we went through the journey of the soul. So we were all in the realms of the realm of the souls, and then at the appropriate time, Allah Azza wa Jal sent us to our mothers, and then we were alhamdulillah born into this world. Now, starting there, Hafiz Sahib, what does the glorious Quran say about that? Because we are celebrating the Mehfil-e Milad, but does the Quran give us any indication of when the first Mehfil-e Milad happened?
It's a very beautiful question, Arubay, mashallah Azza wa Jal. There's a very beautiful verse inside the glorious Quran. You're talking about realms of the souls. Now just imagine Allah Azza wa Jal has gathered all the souls of not the normal people, but just the prophets of Allah.
Allah, Allah, you know? Allah.
And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 81, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين.
سبحان
so
الله.
So all the souls of the prophets عليهم السلام were gathered together, and Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, this is the verse of the Holy Quran. I want
I've
you to
got
read
the translation
indeed.
From Kanzul Iman. And remember when Allah took a covenant from the prophets, if I give you the book and knowledge, and the promised noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to you, confirming the book you possess, you shall positively and definitely believe in him, and you shall positively and definitely help him. He said, do you agree and accept my binding responsibility in this matter? They all answered, we agree. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, said, then bear witness amongst yourselves, and I myself am a witness with you.
SubhanAllah.
What an amazing ayah mubarakah of the glorious Quran. I mean, there's so much there. I've got Siratul Jinan Sharif open as well. And in Siratul Jinan Sharif, Mufti Sahib writes a lot about this blessed ayah mubarakah. And he says that the shan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is evident. And what Mufti Sahib writes is this. What are we talking about? We're talking about the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The milad is the arrival of Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam into this world.
The ulama-i kiram, they also mentioned that every prophet, when they came down, there was a few messages from them. And amongst them messages was La ilaha illallah. So every prophet of Allah said to his ummah, La ilaha illallah. And then he said to them that, oh people, remember, there is a prophet who is going to come after me. And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the last one to say that, that there will be a prophet after me. It's mentioned in the, inside the Holy Quran, para number 28, when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gathered all the Khawariyin. And then he was talking to them about, you know, his sadaqat, him being the Prophet of Allah. And then he says, a prophet will come after me and his name will be Ahmad. So this is a milad. You know, first we have Allah Azza wa Jal holding a milad gathering amongst all the Prophet's souls. And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and not just Isa alayhi salam, it's mentioned that every Prophet of Allah that came to this world, they all talked about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival.
Mufti Sahib mentions a lot of points here. Mashallah, I can see that Mufti Sahib is quite passionate. But it's a beautiful ayah mubarakah of the glorious Quran. And he says this, that look at how much emphasis Allah Azza wa Jal places, that they are the souls of the Anbiya Ikram, and yet Allah Azza wa Jal is still taking an oath from them. They are then swearing an oath in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, be a witness amongst each other, and be I am a witness over all of you. Mm-hmm. And that, Mufti Sahib writes, it gives you an idea of how important this arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, because before the world's created, before Hazrat Adam alayhi salam has been created, you know, all of that is to happen. But even before everything else, Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, gathers the souls of all the Anbiya Ikram and says, if my beloved Habib came in your time, then you will help him. SubhanAllah. It's amazing. Mufti Sahib, mashallah, writes a very good commentary. And you know, I would emphasize here to the viewers of Madni Channel as well, Siratul Jinan fi Tafsir al-Quran. It's a brilliant commentary of the glorious Quran. And it's in 10 volumes, but you can download all 10 volumes right now from DawatIslami.net, absolutely free. And if you start to read even 3 ayah mubarakas a day with translation and commentary, your mind will open up. And in relation to this ayah mubarakah, honestly, Mufti Sahib lists many, many matters, and it gives you this great shan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also at the same time, Mufti Sahib writes, that the azmat and shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is evident for all to see, and the importance, and this is the important point I wanted to emphasize, the importance of milad and the mehfil of milad, which is, you know, the arrival, talking about gathering together and talking about the arrival into this world of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the first mahfil milad was by Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah. The Anbiya Ikram were gathered, and they then went back and must have, you know, then followed all of that, because every single Nabi that set foot on the earth gave the glad tidings.
These prophets were given about the news about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's greatness. There's a very famous a story about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One day he's reading the Torah Sharif, and he reads about this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know, it's a very long hadith. The mafhum is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that, oh Allah, I read about this ummah where when they make an intention to do good thing, they will be rewarded for the intention as well. And Ya Allah, whenever they commit a sin, that sin will only be written once they commit that sin. Ya Allah, give this ummah to me. Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says that this is the ummah of my beloved Ahmad. Tilka ummatu Ahmad. This is the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi. And it's a long hadith. And then at the end, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that, Ya Allah, if you cannot give me this ummah, then make me amongst the ummah. So Allah, I can be amongst, you know, this great ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So again, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this is also called milad, because this is about the arrival of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. In the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes the Kaaba, what does he do? He makes a dua. Ya Allah, send a prophet, you know, who will come and teach the people about the hikmah, the wisdom, and with the book as well. And that was our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every single prophet that came to this world, they did a milad of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, it comes to that Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, wassalamu alayya yawma vulitu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ub'athu hayya. That, you know, so this is Allah Ta'ala, you know, talking about the Milad of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he talks about the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
Very beautiful.
You know, so sometimes, you know, people say that, you know, the shaitan again whispers into a person's mind, you know, why should we celebrate Milad Sharif? Then alhamdulillah, this is enough for us that Allah Ta'ala himself, you know, is talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This is Zikr-e-Milad. The prophets were talking about it. Why shall we not?
MashaAllah, very beautifully summed up there. 124,000 approximately Anbiya Ikram, the prophets, the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, and each one of them celebrated the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the three examples you gave, Hafizah, MashaAllah, beautiful. That Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam holds a mehfil Milad in the court of the Kaaba, you know, in the forecourt, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, stands there and asks, Ya Allah, send Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my progeny. And what happens? The very stone he's standing on takes the footprints of his blessed feet. Now, the scholars write, Abbasab, that, you know, throughout his life he walked on many stones and he made many du'as, but that du'a was so special. He celebrated the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the stone he was stood on, it took his footprints. But not only that, what does the glorious Quran say? Everybody who comes needs to pray two rakats there as well. And that is the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. I mean, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, particularly, you know, in my mind, has such a special love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because on the night of Mi'raj as well, I mean, Musa alayhi salam wanted to see Allah azza wa jalla said, Musa, you cannot see me, but there is one who can. And then on the night of Mi'raj, who is it? It's not a coincidence that the one who wanted to see Allah Azza wa Jal but couldn't, when Allah Azza wa Jal sent the special light to the mountain, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam fainted. And you know, Allah Azza wa Jal said that there is one. Now, it's not a coincidence that on the night of Mi'raj, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascends into the heavens to see Allah Azza wa Jal, who does he meet on the way? Again and again, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. You know, it's almost like, Hafizah, you know, when if you can't go on Hajj or you can't go to Medina, you go to the people who do, and you go and kiss their hands and you say, okay, you know, you've been to Medina, you've been to Makkah, you're blessed, yeah? It was almost as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saying, I didn't have the honor and privilege, but Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did. And he kept meeting him again and again. The love that Musa alayhi salam had for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if we'd had 50 namaz, we would have struggled. But it's through the blessings of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back to the court of Allah azza wa jal time and time again. And alhamdulillah, it was reduced. So every Nabi, so in the alam of, in the realm of the souls, while we were waiting, there was this beautiful mehfil milad. Every Nabi of Allah azza wa jal who came and graced the earth, every one of them celebrated the milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You know, we're talking about this, just one little point on Miraj. You know, Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. You know, greatness to Allah, or praise to Allah who took His bondsman. But Allah Ta'ala took the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once. Them 9 times that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went back and forth was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. So that Ulama Ikram, they beautifully, they summon up this and they say that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Al-Mukhtar. He can go whenever he wants.
SubhanAllah, beautiful. And you know that time, I mean, it's an amazing time, because you mentioned Sayyidina Isa Alaihi Wasallam. Now, for those viewers of Madni channel who are watching, I have some of you relate that beautiful ayat of the Quran where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival into this world is mentioned, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam mentions him by name as well and says, after me he will come. And so that is a mehfil milad with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and the Hawari, his disciples as well. And so anybody who has any doubts should read the glorious Quran. Mehfil milads started way before the earth came. They started way before the time of, you know, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam graced this world. You know, didn't start 1460 years ago. And you know, what about the time of the blessed companions?
SubhanAllah.
What about the time of the blessed companions? People say that, well, did they celebrate the Milad? And this is one of these embark I'm going to quote before I move on to you. Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala was asked, which is the most blessed thing for you, the most important thing for you, you know, in the world? And what was his reply? He said, the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is that famous hadith mubarakah where Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the Hujra Mubarak, in the house Mubarak. And suddenly they come out, and the Sahaba Ikram have got a gathering. And they are talking about Allah Azza wa Jal's greatest blessing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they're doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out and says, "Oh my Sahaba, oh my companions, what are you talking about?" And they say, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are talking about Allah Azza wa Jal's grace and mercy and blessings upon us, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the deen of Islam, and Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with you." Yeah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around to the Sahaba and says, "Oh my Sahaba, do you swear an oath that that's what you were discussing?" The Sahaba Ikram think, "Yes, we swear an oath, Ya Rasulullah, definitely that's what we were discussing." And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh my companions, oh my Sahaba, I don't take an oath from you because I doubt what you're telling me. It's just that when I was in my Hujra-i Mubarak, Hazrat Jibreel Amin came to me and said that Allah Azza wa Jal is proud in front of the angels of what your companions are doing. They are mentioning my blessings and they're mentioning you as the greatest blessing upon them."
Subhanallah.
Now what were they saying? That we've been blessed because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. What is that mefil, Hafsa? A mefil?
Milad. See, in different times, different eras, people celebrated Milad in a different way. Nowadays, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we celebrate Milad, we put lights on, yeah, we have flags, and there's a reason why we have flags as well. And inshallah, we will talk about them as well. And then, you know, if you go to different people, there's 56 Muslim countries around the world. Every Muslim country celebrates the Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their unique way. I was watching a video clip that someone told me, and it was a Mahfil Milad in Yemen. And they had such a huge gathering in a stadium, and they had the beautiful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name in the middle, and they were all reciting Durood-e-Pak on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is again Milad Sharif. And you know, one country, they even have a national army parade on the day of Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Majority countries have a national holiday on the. So that is all. These are all ways that you celebrate Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You mentioned lights. And, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival into this world came at a time when the world was in darkness, in tyranny, and there was no morals, no rights, nothing. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the world the light of guidance, the nur of hidayah. Now, but as well as that, Hazrat Amna radiallahu ta'ala, the blessed mother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, when Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, a light shone and I could see the palaces of Syria. So lights, Allah Azza wa Jal decorated the world with lights. And then when it comes to flags, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I saw that an angel came with three flags. One was hoisted in the east, one was hoisted in the west, and one was hoisted on top of the holy Kaaba. And this was a sign, the scholars write, that this beautiful hasti who's blessed the earth is going to reign all over the earth.
SubhanAllah. And that's exactly what is happening, mashallah. 1.9 billion Muslims and still fast growing religion in the world. Inshallah, Azawajal, Islam has dominated the world and inshallah will dominate the world. Alhamdulillah.
Help me with this though. Do you know, in a time, Hafiz Saab, and I mentioned this the other night as well when we were live as well. You know, in a time where morals, values, you know, giving time for people and all that is going down. So nobody has any time for anybody these days. And moral values, rights, nobody respects anything. And generally society is falling away. But there's one thing which every year, year in, year on, for the last 1460 years, is just going higher and higher and higher and higher. And that is the zikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mehfil-e milad-e paks just get more and more. It's just amazing.
You know, it's, if we look into our own neighborhood, you'll see houses with flags on, lighting on. That just shows you that inshallah, so that wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, you know, Allah Ta'ala will always increase the zikr. No matter how much the shaitan tries his best, but Milad is something that inshallah it will stay, start, it will grow, and it will never ever go to a down.
Tum bhi karke unka charcha, apne dil chamkao, unche mein uncha nabi ka janda, sabse aala nabi ka janda, ghar ghar mein lehrao pukaro, ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, pukaro ya Rasulallah. نعرے سے ہم کو پیار ہے یا رسول اللہ کے نعرے سے ہم کو پیار ہے انشاءاللہ دونوں جہاں میں اپنا بیڑا پار ہے تم بھی کر کے ان کا چرچا اپنے دل چمکاؤ اونچے میں اونچا نبی کا جھنڈا گھر گھر میں لہراؤ پکارو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ سرکار کی آمد مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا حضور کی آمد مرحبا پر نور کی آمد مرحبا مکی کی آمد مرحبا مدنی کی آمد مرحبا یا رسول اللہ یا جب تلک یہ چاند تارے جل ملاتے جائیں گے جب تلک یہ چاند تارے جل ملاتے جائیں گے تب تلک جشن ولادت ہم مناتے جائیں گے سرکار کی آمد مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا حضور کی آمد مرحبا پر نور کی آمد مرحبا یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ تم کرو جشن ولادت کی خوشی میں روشنی تم کرو جشن ولادت کی خوشی میں روشنی وہ تمہاری گور کی راہ جگمگاتے جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
MashaAllah. Hafsab, on what we were talking about for the beautiful Quran by Hafsab, you know, every year the zikr of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mafil-e milads increase and, you know, everybody gets more jazba, more determination. Alhamdulillah.
You know, the only thing that we couldn't have was mafils at home, inviting the scholars and the guests, but a lot of people had their mafil-e milads at home. You know, not only are we talking about the humans celebrating on the birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that very famous snake, you know, in Ghare Thor, it says that he waited there for nearly 1,000 years. And he says it was a prophet of Allah alayhi wasalam who told him that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam will migrate and he will stay in Ghare Sur for, you know, for some nights. And that snake from, I think it was from Palestine side, he came to Ghare Sur and stayed there for 1,000 years, made a dua that, Ya Allah, don't give me death unless I see your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
Allah.
There are so many stories, and these are animals that were waiting to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
Mefle Milads as well. Alhamdulillah, we had the big gatherings as well. And they were absolutely beautiful to watch. But a lot of people, they celebrated at home with their family. And even though some people were maybe struggling financially as well, they still decorated their home. It reminds me of that famous vakia of, Hazrat Shahwad Azizi Rahmatullah Alayh. And he, that year, what he did was he just had some chickpeas, chenne. So he thought, right, well, I'll just use these. And he did the celebration of the Mehfil-e Milad-e Pak and he used those chickpeas. And he falls asleep. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blesses him and comes into his dream. And he sees that in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's all these beautiful dishes. And on one side, there is his plate of chickpeas. And he, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, picks up that and starts to eat that. And so it's not about the big mehfils, it's about what is in the heart.
Even this year, little children, alhamdulillah, they all, majority of them that I know, fasted on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal.
My 5-year-old.
Yeah, mashallah. You know, if you ask them, why did you fast? because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is another way. Okay, if you don't want to put lights on and flags on, when you were fasting on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, that is also Milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You know the flags that we have. I need to move on. I mean, this topic is so fascinating. We could talk about it all night. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And you know, it brings out the passion, the love. So far as the flags were concerned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on that beautiful journey that you described of migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. And on the way, there was a person, Hazrat Barida Aslami. Radiallahu ta'ala, because he accepted Islam later on. At that time, he came to capture Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all his people that were with him, they all came to the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accepted Islam. And then once they got to near Madinatul Munawwara, the scholars write that what he did is he asked for permission. He took his Imam al-Sharif off, put it onto his spearhead as a flag and waved it in the streets as he's going into Madinatul Munawwara.
You mentioned that they came to capture the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet they all got captured in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah. And subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu, so many people came. And you know, one of the mischiefs of the people of Makkah, the enemies of Islam, they never wanted anyone to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or else they knew that once they see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll just accept Islam.
I know we're digressing again, but my favorite one is Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blesses Madinatul Munawwara, the people come to him and they say, you tell us, you're a scholar and you're a renowned scholar, why don't you tell us, is this a true prophet of Allah? And he said, well, look, I don't know. I'm going to go there, I'll ask him questions. I've spent my life in books, I know the Torah, I know everything. I'll ask him questions and then I'll let you know. He walks through the door, takes one look at the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reads the Kalma Sharif and says, this cannot be the face of a liar, this is just so beautiful. And that's just mesmerizing. I'm going to have to move on. Now, that was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Waqt-e Mubarak and the amazing companions. For them, every day was a Mehfil-e Milad. But I'm going to move on. So our soul was in the realm of the souls. It was taken out another time. Allah Azza wa Jal sent it to our mothers and then we were born. Now, again, we could have been born anywhere to any parents. But isn't being, this is 20 Nabis, the scholars write, prayed to be in the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how blessed were we to be born to parents who were the devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. You know, if you talk about Harumay, Alhamdulillah, Islam gives importance, relevance, and you know, Islam gives a lot of respect to a Muslim, even when he's alive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was someone, I don't want to mention the hadith, but it was mentioned that, you know, even the sacredness of the Kaaba is less than the respect of a Muslim, the sacredness of a Muslim. Now, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of him, obviously we are sacred as well. Now, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now we must ask ourselves, even when we die, Islam gives so much respect and love to a person that, you know, we bathe them, we put perfume on them, we carry them, and we carry them in front of and people follow behind, we bury them into the grave.
And you know, when we're born, and look at this, what we are told is this, we're fortunate to be born into a Muslim family. Then, Ya Allah, how do I spend my life? What do I do? What is the manual of life? And what does the glorious Quran say? Follow the behavior of my beloved Habib. Follow the character of my beloved Habib. Follow everything. You know, Atiullah, Atiur Rasul. You know, follow every. If you want to be obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, obedience in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, what the character mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our manual of life. So, when we're born, we're in the realm of the souls. It's all about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we're born, it's all about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we're living our life, the closer we are to the actions of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the closer we are to Allah azza wa jal, and the further we are, if we're disobedient to Allah and His Habib, we're further from the mercy of Allah azza wa jal and His blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You know, you talk about the realms of the souls, and we talked about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, it's like, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that, you know, I will send a prophet to the world, I will send a prophet to the world. Now when you leave that world and you're inside the grave, the third question is asked again, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَكِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What did you say about him in the world? You know, so Allah Ta'ala is reminding you that, oh person, I warned you, I reminded you of him when you were not even born. And then when I sent you to the world, I gave you his teachings, I gave you the Quran. And now I'm asking you again, what did you believe about him? You know, so you can't, you know, at that time it says that those people who didn't follow his sunnahs, you know, or those people who were not Muslims, they will say that, they will say, hayata, hayata, ladri, we don't even know, we don't recognize this Allah person. Allah. You know, so it's very important that as Muslims, we follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best way to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously, is to act upon his sunnahs.
Well, that was my next area that I wanted to move into, because we live this life and we are judged. And this is very, very important for all of us and the viewers of Madni Channel. We are judged by how close we are to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how much our life copies the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How obedient we are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the scale upon which we are really balanced, you know.
The ulama ikram, they say, the foundation of every worship and every deed is love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
There's a famous ayah mubarakah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. You know, if you want to become the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, what did the glorious ayah tell us? Following the footsteps of my beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi.
And even now, Harubay, you know, some people might you know, they might not follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're still Muslims, but then ask yourself a question. And you know, if you follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you'll be definitely successful in this world and in the hereafter. You know, we talk about businessmen today. You know, when you talk about a businessman, you know, sometimes, you know, you have this image in your mind, a guy with a suit, with a tie on, he's a businessman. No, but no, go back and look into the, in the eyes of the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was a businessman. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu was a businessman. Usman Ghani radiyallahu anhu, they were businessmen. Yahud, who were they? They were imams of the masjid. Imam Bukhari was a businessman. And the after the Quran, the most renowned book is Bukhari Sharif. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was a businessman. So therefore, you know, when people talk about, you know, business as being something different, no, it's you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give you such a status.
What's the famous naat of Allah Hazrat Hakya Judo Karam Hai Shaheb Batha Tera? You know, the mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is over the entire universe. And when it comes to those who act in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are particularly blessed. Now, that's the time of death. Now you mentioned the questions in the grave. So one of the fundamental questions, and you know the scholars write that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi has written this hadith mubarakah in relation to the questions in the grave. And in one place he's written all three. Okay, who is your Lord? What is your deen? What do you say about this beautiful hasti sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And in a lot of places, he's left the first two questions. He's just written the third question. Because the scholars write, that the determinative question in relation to Jannat or Jahannam is the question about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, it's a very, Hadith Mubarakah you read, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What did you say, not what you say now, what did you say about this blessed Hasti sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, Chehra Mubarak will appear before you. And this is where Allah Hazrat says, you know, when you bury me, make sure I have enough room to stand up. Because I want to do the milad of my beloved Habib when they arrive in my grave. You know, and what was that famous couplet? I said, ke ab paaye naaz se, اے فرشتوں میں کیوں اٹھوں مر کے پہنچا ہوں یہاں اس دل ربا کے واسطے. There have been so many pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal who have wanted to die because they knew that when I die I will be blessed with
Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very famous incident when he was about to die. You know, Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu's wife, she says that, you know, a sad time for us, are you going to leave us? And he goes, no, it's not sad time, it's a good time that I'm going to see my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. You know, so this is the love that, you know, we are scared of death. And these people, there's another famous couplet saying about sahabi. He goes to another sahabi, that if, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to the market. He goes, if you can buy me death, bring it for me. because that is only the one barrier between me and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You remember that famous hadith in Baraka where when Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a veil between themselves and this world, and one of the companions found out, and immediately he was working. And he raised his hands and he said, Ya Allah, these eyes were to see your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your beloved Habib isn't here, I don't want these eyes. Allah. And Allah azawajal blessed him and his eyesight went. Yes, and this is the love that Sahaba Ikram had, because there for them, everything evolved around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even in the grave, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bless. And there was one thing that I was listening to is that, you know, when the angels ask, and you don't know, say for example you're in the throes of death and you have the difficulty, and if you say, okay, I don't know who this is, the scholars say it may not still be over for you, there is still hope. And what they quote is a beautiful hadith in Baqa, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is a stone in Makkah that I recognize. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you recognize the stone? It's because whenever I passed it, it read Durood as-Salam upon me. And the scholars write, okay, maybe you don't recognize, but Aka Kareem sallallahu, if you recite Durood Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say on that day, okay, although he's come from the difficulties of the world or the throes of death, he doesn't recognize me. But I recognize him because he used to read Durood as-Salam upon me.
You know, there's a very famous hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, all the Anbiya ikram, they'll be sat on their thrones.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
I will not be on my throne. And the Sahaba ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, where will you be? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll be looking for my ummatis. Some will be needing me on the bridge of Siraj. Some will be needing me near River Kothar. Some will be needing me on the weighing scale. I will be looking for my ummatis. So, you know, in this world, but that doesn't mean that it's okay, let's chill out and do whatever we want. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will look for us. That's if you die as a believer. Now, before, you know, how are we going to die? That's another thing that we need to understand. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, what we need to understand is this is the time that we need to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to receive his help in the grave and in the hereafter as well.
So in the realm of the grave, barzakh, we are now, we've had the blessings of the beautiful ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we went through exactly what you were going to do, and you could go here, there and everywhere. Alhamdulillah, so you have a very peaceful time there, and all those are by the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now on the day of judgment, we're moving fast, but on the day of judgment, Allah Azawajal will order the angel to blow the horn and everything will finish. And then Allah Azawajal will order the horn to be blown and everybody will rise. Who is it the first one to rise from?
Well, is that the puzzle of the day?
That's the puzzle of the day.
Is it the Prophet sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam? Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first one to rise on the day of judgment. And you know, the beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, it says that, you know what they'll have in one hand? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and in the other Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. So Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first to rise. Then the scholars say, because before judgment day, Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will arrive and they will be buried next to Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a space there for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who will come back incidentally as an ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the ayah mubarakah that you read at the beginning, that if my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and you find that time, follow and help my Habib, so he will come on the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he will rise, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And you know, after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, the next will be the beautiful companions in Baqi Sharif. And then these people, and then, you know, the other blessed Sahaba Ikram and everybody else. And then gradually they'll make their way to the plains of resurrection. Now, there's something amazing here as well, Hafiz Sahab, because, you know, the brother of Allah, Hazrat
Hassan
Raza Khan, they write something really amazing. They say that, look, when you look at all the Hadith-e Mubarakah in relation to the Day of Judgment, who gets up first, who is walking, who they're walking behind, who is the main Hasti, you know, the people will be on the plains of resurrection, the sun is one and a quarter miles above your head, the earth is made of copper, you're drowning in your own sweat, they'll run to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam will say, I can't help you today. They'll run to all the prophets and every one of them will direct them back. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day will say, Ana laha. And isn't that again the shan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hassan Raza Khan writes, Ke fakat itna sabab hai innakade bazme mehshir ka, ke unki shane mahbubi dikhai jane wali hai. And what that translated is this, he says, when you read all about the day of judgment and you read everything, It is as if the Day of Judgment has been specially set up to show the creation of Allah, the status of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's just absolutely mesmerizing. And on the Day of Judgment as well, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again will have the Hawza Kawthar. Hafiz, tell us about Hawza Kawthar.
Hawza Kawthar is a river that has been granted to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars, they say that the water of River Kawthar is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. And Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, every person from the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be drinking the Hawza Kawthar. And not just drinking, in some other riwayat, the ulama ikram, they mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will himself give these people water to drink from River Kawthar.
Viewers of Madni Channel, today we've had a beautiful journey. We started from the realm of the souls, and we showed you that from the beautiful Quran, it tells us that the Milad-e Pak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the realm of the souls. And then how fortunate we were to be blessed to be ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we should spend our lives in the obedience of Allah Azzawajal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How our deaths will depend on how we attach to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and His beautiful Sunnah Mubarakah. And at the time of it in the grave, our recognition of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will depend on the durood wa salam we read and how we live our life. If it's in accordance with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will surely say, this is my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we spend our life wasted, then we may not be able to say anything on that day. We may be in great difficulty. On the Day of Judgment, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intercession, everybody is waiting for. And if we act upon the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah, we will be blessed with that. And through the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll be blessed with Jannah. We're going to move on to our second segment, the social issue. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here and what you are after.
Ji, Hafiz, our first section was so mesmerizing because it's such a beautiful section that we have overrun slightly. We've got about 10 minutes, but there's one particular topic that I wanted to discuss. It's the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the conundrum out there is this. How do we increase the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our children and in our youth? What do we do? What can we do to help them to become ashiki rasul, devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become closer to Allah azza and his beloved Habib?
You know, one of the things that Amir al-Sunnat mentioned was that you talk about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I, inshallah, as well, have made that intention as well, that, you know, our home with the kids together from Seerat al-Mustafa, it's available in English as well. You know, sit down, read a few, you know, if you read one chapter, it's about 7-8 pages, I think, about each thing that from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any childhood. So if you sit down as a family and just read a few pages of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah that will instill love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. And don't do it because for the sake of it, it's your duty. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's the duty of the father to teach his children about my love and the love of my family as well. So, you know, we must do it as a duty upon us that we need to teach our children. Sadly today, because you have people busy, you know, working, don't get time, oh gee, time ko nahi lag raha, ye nahi, ho nahi. We every excuse in the book we use it. But end of the day, what is happening is your own children are moving away from the deen. There was a janaza, Harun bhai, and I went to that janaza, and the sons, they were all there. But none of them knew with the dua for namazi janaza. And I goes, you know, what a sad thing for your father that you are there, but you don't know how to do dua for your father. So, you know, you might have big businesses. Like, what kind of children are you that you can't even read dua for your parents, you know? And the sons, they said that, look, our dad never taught us all these kind of things. But come as come, itna ta fikr honi chahiye na. We should worry at least that, look, I'm going to die one day. Am I going to leave children behind? Remember that text message that the social media majlis, you know, they made, that it is 2060. So 130 years later, you're dead, you're gone. Yeah, but what legacy did you leave behind for your family? Your Islam stopped at you when you died. Yeah, Islam stopped at you. Now your children that are growing up, they're non-Muslims. So your legacy, what did you leave behind? Because you didn't act upon Islam yourself. Islam stopped at you. And the message was, what you sow, what you shall reap.
But this is the conundrum we see. A lot of people, they don't realize that the most powerful thing that can keep our youngsters and our youth on the right path is the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You teach him anything else, it will not guarantee that they will be guided. But the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that it can really keep them. I mean, I was reading in Siratul Jinan Sharif, there was an ayah mubarak, and in the tafsir Mufti Sahib writes that there was a young man, and he was working in a cloth shop. And what happened is one day a woman came, she bought some cloth, and she said, can you send him with me to take everything to my house? So he comes along, and he's a very good-looking boy. And she takes him back. And when she gets back to her house, her intention was bad. So she kind of approaches him, and he panics, and he says, no, Allah is watching. And she won't stop. So he then says, okay, can I go to the bathroom? So he goes to the bathroom, and he puts over himself his own dirt, you know, the muck from the toilet. He rubs it over himself, he comes out, and the woman thinks, this guy's crazy, he's stupid. And she said, get out of here. He goes, happily washes himself, washes his clothes. And after that, he starts to smell beautifully. And somebody asked him, how did this happen? He said, that night when I went to sleep, Hazrat Jibreel Amin came, and he passed his hand over me, and since that day, I've been smelling beautiful and fragrant.
You know, the people of the village, they used to call him Miski. Miski means the good smelling one. And so subhanallah, you know, this is very important, that times are really, really hard now. Now it's time that we teach our children about the deen, about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or else it's going to be too late. We're going to go from this world, but what are you going to leave behind?
Okay, so you mentioned one thing, that at least a few times a night, if not every night, read to them the stories of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yakeen kare, I went through that same vakia where the deer was there, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, on the other side of this mountain are my children, I want to go and feed them. And then it came back, and then the Bedouin woke up, and the children were mesmerized. Honestly, they couldn't, you know, they wanted to hear more, and I could tell they wanted to hear more. But it was there, Rasulullah Kirsten, so we let them off quickly. I kept my behind short, but you know, and it was beautiful. So one, okay, so tell your children about the beautiful stories of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What else? Give me other things.
Another thing is that you know, make sure that when you act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they also and they know what these sunnah, what the sunnahs are. Now, for example, you know, if you ask them to fast on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, tell them why to fast on the 12th of Rabiul Awal. When you're wearing Imamah Sharif, tell them why you're doing this. You know, so everything relating, it relates back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, you know, make sure that they act upon the sunnahs, and they know why are they acting upon this. If they're wearing an Imamah Sharif, if they're wearing white clothes, if they're doing anything, make sure that you tell them why you're doing this for, because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah. Okay, good. I mean, it's good. We're getting, so, stories, tell them you're acting upon sunnahs. Third one, Amir al-Sunnah says, everything you do, recite Durud-e Pak before, read the dua for doing the thing. For example, when you're eating, and then after that, read the Durud-e Pak at the end. That's another thing that helps increase.
Whilst I was in Pakistan, an Islamic brother told me a story about, this is a real life story, a guy used to work in a chemical factory, and they were working in the lab, and one day the lab caught fire, and he goes that, you know, he saw people burning in front of him and dying in front of him. And this young lad, you know, he remembered at that time when his mom used to say, Putar, whenever you're in difficulty, recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he goes that the next time when I opened my eyes, I was in the hospital. Yeah. So what happened was, his mom, what she used to say when he was little, now he's a grown up man, that nasihat came into use for that person. And no doubt when you remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala showers blessings upon you, mercy upon you, and alhamdulillah, that person saved his life.
Subhanallah. So recitation of Durood-e Pak, that is what the scholars write, Afasab, that if you want your children to become Ashiq-e Rasul, teach them from an early age, every day, to recite Durood-e Paak upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Show them that whenever there's a problem, recitation of Durood-e Paak will solve their problem. And all the way through their lives, that will stick with them. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that, you know, in that early age, from about 5 till 10, 12, the child is like a blank sheet of paper. On that, if you program the child that your answer lies in Durood-e Paak, no matter what the difficulty, the answer lies in Durood-e Paak. What that recitation will do is bring him closer to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you know what they say? They say that that child who develops a habit of reading Durood-e Paak will never go astray. Durood-e Paak is such a powerful tool that even to the extent that they say that this is not recommended, but whoever doesn't have a Peer or Murshid, if he constantly recites Durood-e Paak, he will, otherwise you're not going to survive in this dangerous world. But even if he constantly develops the habit of reciting Durood-e Paak, this Durood-e Paak will see him through this world and the next world as well.
Alhamdulillah. And you know, this is why we hear from the scholars, you know, this is such an amal that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, that Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Yani Allah and the angels recite Durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the scholars, they mentioned that by reciting Durood Salam, it means Allah Ta'ala constantly showers mercies and blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Okay, just to sum up then, you know, read stories of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tell him why you're acting upon the Sunnah. Learn the du'as and read Durood Salam. Teach him to read Durood Salam regularly. But then I'm going to come back rhetorically to your question that you asked at the beginning, you know, or said that, you know, I'm at work, how am I supposed to do it? And, you know, some people practically say, look, I don't know that much. A lot of people spend time reading their social media, spend time on their magazines and their newspapers. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam has got a full treasure of books that you can download for free. Mm-hmm. But more importantly than that, viewers of Madni Channel, there is one other thing. Even if you are working, even if you've got not enough time, you can spend a little bit of time with it, but not enough. You can change the environment in your home to a Madni environment. Because the environment a child grows up in dictates what he becomes. So if in your household, Subah Sham, everybody's reading namaz, everybody's reading the Quran, your children are reading Naat, you've got Madani channel on, and you've got the, you know, Sadaf, Sallu Alal Habib, and you've got beautiful Naat-e Paak, because you've got little kids, you know, 5-year-olds running around the house saying, you know, Sallu Alal Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, Tere Sadke Me Aka, that's another popular one as well. You're not there, but you've left the tools there to carry on even when you're not there. But if you get 200 free channels, leave them at home, and off you go outside, then you expect your children to fall in love with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not going to happen, is it?
It's not going to happen, and also it's gunai jariya for yourself as well. You know, it's gunai jariya. You're paying, you know, this guy I was talking to, and later on I did say to him that, look, you know, you must have, tu is tarah bana se ki main bada phanne khana, bada kamal kita, I pay £75, you know, on so-and-so channel, I get 200 channels. At the end of the day, what are they benefiting you? Yeah, they're not benefiting you anything, but rather what's happening is they're destroying your future generation. Yeah, and then we see this many times, mentioning this the other day as well, that an Islamic sister came into the mahal of Dawat Islami, and she says that now I'm finding it difficult to control my children. It's because when I was fashionable, I never, you know, we never had a mahal at home. It's anyone could do anything that they want. Cinemas, everything was happening. Now I've come into the Madani mahal and I'm regretting it. How can I help my children? You know, it's really hard.
It's really difficult. Viewers of Madani channel, it is really difficult, but it is easy at the same time if you adopt the correct ways. Alhamdulillah, in the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is constantly instilled in us. And you know, once it's done regularly over time, when people attend the Thursdays, the Mazhab Dawat Islami, when Islamic brothers attend the Madani Kaflas, where the Islamic sisters attend their sisters each Damaz, and then you've got Madani channel at home, then you're reading the Dawat Islami books and you do the Dars of Bayan at home as well, gradually what happens is that the whole environment changes. And that environment becomes a Madani environment. What is a Madani environment? It's where everybody is just worried about one thing, pleasing Allah and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
You know what people will say? Oh, you're like dunya jarani, talk about the dunya as well. But you know, end of the day, what is dunya? When you go out to earn halal rizq, that is also your deen. Dunya is when you are away from the remembrance of Allah. And that's what you need to decide. You're the one, you know, who's going to make that choice. You know, Alhamdulillah, I've seen, mashallah, I've been to your house as well, Harun Bhai, mashallah, I've seen your kids, I've seen the environment at home. You worked hard and you can see that as well. But then on the other hand, I've been to homes where there's music, there's films, there's all this filth in there, and the children are sat there watching them. They don't even give salam, you know. But forget giving salam, they don't even know if the parents have walked into the room.
Mashallah, mashallah. Jazakallah, have some very beautiful words of wisdom. Now, we've got to move on. We've only got 3 minutes left for our Madani recharge. Salu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here and what you are after.
Now, in our Madani recharge, Hafsa, what we have is a love story, something that increases the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart. And every week, we kind of swap it as well. Now, today, I've got something really special for you.
MashaAllah.
There's a hadith in Mubarakah that it's the day of judgment, and the people are being questioned about their deeds. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there on the plains of resurrection as well. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam shouts, Ya Rasulullah, Ahmad, your ummati is in distress.
Allah.
And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the mizan, and there's an ummati whose bad deeds are heavier, and it's been announced that take him to the fire of hell. So the angels have got him, and they are dragging him away to the fire of hell. And he's just doesn't know what to do, because, you know, he wasted things. And suddenly the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and says, where are you taking him? And they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his deeds were light. We're going to take him to hell. It's the hukum of Allah azza wa jal. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Allah azza wa jal and makes a dua, and then brings him back to the weighing scales. I've only got a few minutes left. I want to kind of shorten a little bit, but it comes back to the weighing scales and they say, weigh his deeds again. And you know what he says? He knows his deeds. Mm-hmm. He knows the good he's done, the very little, the bad he's done. So he's thinking, what's the point of weighing him? It's not as if they've got it wrong the first time, but they weigh him again. And guess what happens? Again, the bad deeds are heavier. And on the day of judgment, the heavier will rise up. Here in the world, the heavier goes down, doesn't it? And the day of judgment, the heavier will go up. So the bad deeds are there. So he says, well, look, you know, this is again the same. And then Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take out a piece of paper from their pocket Mubarak, and they place it on this side where the good deeds were. And suddenly the good deeds rise, they become heavier. And the announcements make, take him into Jannah. And the Hadith of Mubarak says very beautifully, he says, as they're taking him, he keeps looking back. And he says to the angels, can I just see who that is? And he comes and he says, who are you, O blessed one?
Allah.
And he said, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm your prophet, your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was that thing that you put on the scale? What was it that you put there that meant that I don't go to the fire of hell, I go into Jannah? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is the durood as-salam that you read upon me with love and affection.
Allah.
I knew one day you would need it, and therefore I kept it safe for you. And it's because of the blessings of that durood pak that today you have been forgiven.
Subhanallah.
And look at how, you know, like you said, Hafizab, all the Anbiya Ikram are on their great thrones. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's throne, Mubarak, Maqam al-Mahmood, is amazing. You know, it stands out. But Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isn't the Sheikh Farmada, isn't there. But what Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is running around on the plains of resurrection, saying, Rabbi habli ummati, Ya Allah, forgive this one and forgive this one. And yet today in the world, if we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't we do deeds which on the day of judgment, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be proud of in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, this is a very blessed month. Let's make it a month to change. You know, Milad-e-Pak has come time and time again. Ask yourself, what changes have I made in my life to bring me closer to my beloved Habib since the last Milad-e-Pak? And next year, inshallah, it's going to come again. But at least next year, we can say that alhamdulillah, I protected my namaz. Alhamdulillah, I read the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, I read the translation of the glorious Quran. I read the tafsir of the Quran. I learned so many surahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I read through the park 100,000 times upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is real achievement. May Allah azza wa jal give us the blessings and the barakat of this beautiful month of Milad-e-Pak. Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyin. Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here. Remember the hereafter, and you will remember why you are here and what you are after.